Judges chapter 18. Verse 1, the land was subdued before them, the NEV says. Some Bibles say it was put under tribute, and that is the meaning of the Hebrew word there. So I think one reason that Israel failed to completely destroy the tribes of Canaan as they were supposed to was simply because they wanted to take tribute from them. This was normal when you conquered other people. If you had a military victory over them, well then, those who survived had to pay you a kind of a tax. They had to give you money. And it was an easy life. You could just sit back and enjoy it. They worked, gave you their wealth, their harvests, etc. And materialism is, of course, a weakness for everybody of all ages, but it was specifically, I think, a weakness for Israel. You remember how the men of Beth Shemesh looked into the ark to see if there were any more jewels in it when the Philistines sent it back to the Israelites and they put some jewels, some sort of presents, as it were, at the side of it. They trampled upon the holiness of God, this crazed fascination with wealth. When God reflects on exactly why Israel had gone so wrong in Ezekiel 7, I think I would have said, oh yeah, it was because of idolatry. But actually he says it was their love of silver and gold. So I think that they were, one reason they didn't do this was because they were on a good thing. So it was the easy way, the way of least resistance, which is so easily attractive to the flesh. And so Joshua said to them, verse 3, how long will you delay possession of the land which Yahweh gives you? Now there is in every human being this tendency to delay. I shall do this for God, not today, but tomorrow. I shall make that donation, well, not today, but tomorrow. And really, there was a kind of laziness also in them. He says, that the same word, why you slack, is also why you lazy. So there was no easy way. There was absolutely no easy way. We must pick up a cross and follow Jesus, but they, unfortunately, wanted the easy way. And so it was the way of least resistance, the way to just get an easy life rather than inherit God's kingdom. And so Joshua tries to encourage them. He says, look, make a description of the rest of the land that is yet to be inhabited, possessed rather, and put it in a book. I think he hopes it's going to inspire them, but it didn't really. Because just words don't inspire. It is people that inspire. And whilst I love the scriptures, let's not worship the Bible as a book. Let's realize that the ultimate motivation is in Jesus, in his death. And the invitation to us to really pick up his cross and follow after him. That is what inspires. And so, as I say, I'm not saying that the Bible and the hope of the kingdom is irrelevant, not at all. But what I'm saying is that most Christians who followed Jesus, including many who followed him unto death and certainly under great suffering, did so not because they had read the Bible, because they were illiterate, most believers down the centuries, but because of the inspiration of Jesus and the inspiration of others.